Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Ray, welcome in. Congratulations on that honor.
Oh, how you doing, Dom? Yep, it's... Yeah, when NFL Films told me that they wanted to do this, I thought they were joking. You know, I know I worked with those guys for 13 years, and when the producer Chris Barlow, he had the office next to me, and he and I partnered on a number of projects over the years, and when he sent me the email and said that we want to do a show about you guys, I thought he was just pulling my leg, and sure enough, they just said no, we're serious, we want to do it, and. And they did, and it turned out it really, really turned out well. I saw the rough cut of it, and it's really neat when they mix all the music in there and the graphics and everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know how many folks are going to stay up late to see it, but somebody can record it and maybe watch it at their convenience. But it really was very nice.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I got to ask Ray. This. You know, I forgot what I was going to say. No, I'm sorry about that.
All right, he's stunned by the appearance.
I'm just stunned by Ray Dittinger.
So, Ray,
I'll think about it in a second.
What do they piece together out of your?
Oh,
life?
I know what it is now. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask him.
Well, of course.
So, Tommy and Me. I've heard the Tommy and Me story so many times. Is it going to focus a lot on the McDonald's story? Is it going to be outside of your career? Are we going to hear anything about the wrestling coverage that you gave us, Ray?
No. They didn't get into the wrestling. I guess in a half an hour they couldn't incorporate everything. But Tommy and Me obviously is a big part of the story. They get into the whole history of me and Tommy McDonald, starting off when I was the 10-year-old kid asking for his autograph, and then going all the way through the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and then then the creation of the play, which has now been running for 7 years.
Wow.
That's definitely part of it. In fact, we have a few scenes lifted from the play that they actually incorporate in the film that are really, really good. It's extremely well done. Chris did a great job. I mean, the NFL Films has been, they are the state of the art in sports cinematography. There's no question about that. And I've always contended that, NFL Films could make anything interesting, and they actually managed to do that with me. So that's the ultimate proof of it.
Well, they can make the Philadelphia Eagles certainly interesting, not just because of the record, but because of the manner they're doing it. And, Ray, I mean, it's hard to – it's not being critical, but I wonder about Jalen Hurts running 15, 16 times a game.
Yeah, I mean, people are asking that question. It is a very fine line that they have to walk as a coaching staff about how much you want to ask him to do that without putting him at risk, because he's obviously the linchpin of their success this year, and he is right now in my mind the MVP in the NFL. It's Patrick Mahomes or him. I mean, I think it's the two of them, and he's been that good. How much is too much? I don't know. The thing about him is he runs very smartly, and most of the plays that they get for him are not necessarily scramble plays, but they're design plays.
Mm-hmm.
That he's generally able to protect himself pretty well. Over the years, and I've talked to a lot of quarterbacks about this, from Ron Jaworski to Kurt Warner, you know, Aaron Rodgers, all the interviews I've done over the years about the physical risks that all quarterbacks take and the hits that they take. And every one of them say, you know what, I feel like I am more vulnerable in the pocket. You know, I feel like I'm actually safer when I'm running the ball, because I can kind of see what's around me. I can kind of feel what's around me. And if I'm near the sidelines, I can get out of bounds. When I'm in the pocket, yeah. I'm looking downfield. I'm looking for the receiver. And I don't necessarily see what's coming, especially from the blind side. And most of these guys say, you know, the hardest hits I take and most of the injuries I get are the ones I get in the pocket. So, you know, we look at Jalen Hurts, and most of his runs are designed runs, and he's running with the ball like a running back. And he's been able to protect himself really well to this point. And, you know, he's such a big part. That threat is such a big part of their offensive success that, you know, they're going to have to continue to lean on it.
Ray, on all the sports you've covered, it just occurred to me when you mentioned the pocket, eye of the non-40-yard football throw. I can't imagine a bigger thrill or fright when I've seen cold weather and you hear the grunts of those guys trying to get at you at quarterback, and as they form a pocket around you. I can't think of anything that would put you inside a sport as much or more than that. These guys tell you, well, what is it that they tell you is an experience that you can't imagine what it's really like? And you've been down on the football field. I've only been once. It's frightening to me at the ground level to even be anywhere near it.
Right. No, I know exactly what you're saying. It's it really defines to me why I think that playing quarterback in the National Football League is the hardest job in sports. I really do. I really do. I understand goaltenders in hockey, you know, they certainly yep. have their issues. Guys shoot the puck 100 miles an hour. But when you really break down what a quarterback is asked to do, especially at the NFL at that level, to take that snap, you have 2.5 to 3 seconds to control the ball, spin it, grip it, look at the defense, scan the field, go through 1, 2, 3 receivers, find an open guy, deliver the ball accurately, and still know full well that when you let the ball go, there's a very good chance you're going to take a big hit. To be able to process all of that, do that, and then complete the pass and then run downfield and do it over again and over again and over again for an entire season, the mental and physical demands of that position are, and the pressure that's put on you with the scrutiny you're under, I just think that makes the toughest job in sports. I really do. And I've talked to all of these guys from, you know, from the backups to the so-so guys to the all-time greats, and they all describe it the same way. That they fully understand it, but there's nothing they would rather do, because the moment, you know, when you're on a good team and you're driving a ball and it's 2 minutes to go and you're bringing your team from behind, they say it's the greatest high in the world, you know, and they all love it. And, you know, we've seen in Philadelphia, we've seen some great ones. I mean, we've been lucky enough to have some great quarterbacks there. And, you know, some of them you kind of expected, some of them you kind of saw it coming. And then every so often there's a guy that comes along that surprises you. And that's what you're getting with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, where do we put Aaron Rodgers, Ray, in top 10 of all time? When I look at his ball in the air, it's different. It's effortless, even though it has a lot of zip, but it's soft. It's catchable.
Did you say top 10 of all time?
Yeah, he's in the top three. He's in the top
you
three.
You think Rodgers is top
three
of all time?
Yeah, he's in the top three.
Oh,
yes.
I can't agree with that.
Ray Dininger is my first witness.
We got the guy here.
Ray, you're
going to
say here, then Dan can go home today. Ray, tell him he's in the top three, please.
Top three all time?
Yeah.
You know, here's how I view that question, because I get asked it a lot.
Yeah.
I might be asked this question more than any other question.
Sure.
Who's the greatest quarterback of all time? I have always done it this way, Dom. I think that the game has changed so profoundly over the years that any attempt to try and compare quarterbacks from the 40s, 50s, 60s to the quarterbacks of today is impossible. You know, in 1978, when they changed the rules and took away the bump and run, and you know, and Bill Walsh came in with the West Coast offense, they almost created a different game. So I always, when I'm looking at quarterbacks, I always kind of separate them into two categories, the, you know, like the pre-78s and then the post-78s. So to me, like, that takes Johnny Unitas and puts him in a whole different discussion. But if we're talking about the post-78s, you know, to me, Brady is certainly your number one. And I would put, you know, I would still put Montana number two. And now if you're saying three, you're putting Aaron Rodgers ahead of, you know, Peyton Manning.
Yes, of course.
That's one that killed
Wait a minute,
right there,
Ray. That's part of the show. I got $100 after the show, Ray, if you just say that right now.
I love Peyton Manning, Ray. It kills me. He's number three of all time. Come on.
Well, let me, you know, I mean, I've had, I have been on the fringes of a couple of very, very animated arguments among some really smart football guys about is he even the best quarterback of his team? I mean, if you've got Bart Starr, you've got Brett Favre, and you've got Aaron Rodgers, would you take Rodgers over those two guys? I mean, you know, if I just asked you who's the greatest quarterback that ever played for the Packers,
right,
is it as simple as saying, oh, yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers? No, I mean, you could say it, and
right,
it's your opinion, but I guarantee you, you can't just dismiss Bart Starr, who won five NFL championships, and Brett Favre, who won three MVPs. I mean, it's a really, really tough decision to make.
You got me there. I would go with Bart Starr. Yeah, I got to go with Bart Starr.
I'm going Favre.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, you got us on that. Hey, Ray, when we look at the Eagles now, when you're around people talking to you, Dan's got a great question here. You look at special teams, not good. Does that mean we're taking it for granted? It's so good, we have to find something in Philadelphia to see a flaw.
Oh, no, it's a concern.
Okay.
You're not being overly critical, or you're not just looking for something to criticize by pointing to the special teams. Because, listen, that could get you beat. I mean, down the road, I mean, you could go 15-1 and go to the playoffs, and in a playoff game, give up, you know, have a punt blocked and have somebody return a kickoff for a touchdown, and that could be the end of your season. So, no, I mean, the issues you're seeing on special teams are real. And they have to be addressed. I mean, you saw the other night. I mean, they had 250-yard kickoff
yeah.
returns where a guy was one shoestring away from taking them both to the house. You get to the postseason, the margin for error gets pretty slim. And special teams, if you screw up on special teams, that can cost you a game. So, no, the fact that people are pointing to the special teams and saying, hey, you got to clean this up. I mean, they're not just being alarmist. They're not being nitpicky. I mean, they're saying the truth.
Yep, good stuff, Ray. It's so good to see each honor that comes your way. So we'll see this 12:30 a.m. tomorrow night. Ray Dininger, Tommy and me, the Philadelphia sports fan, the guy who covered all of it. What's up with you after that, Ray? I know you're still working on the play, being turned into something else. We have did they get Ray Dininger on the Eagles' Christmas album? That's team chemistry to sing for that.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I saw a little preview of that. The guys are having some fun with that. Listen, it's that's one of the things about this team is they really do have a great chemistry in the team. And it's easy to say when teams are winning because, you know,
right,
everybody feels good when you win. But I mean, it was there from the beginning. I mean, they've got it. They have really good veteran leadership. They have guys, the older guys on the team are really true team guys who know how to pull it all together. You know, Sirianni is he's a real different kind of coach. He's a real different kind of coach. We've talked about that a lot. But he's certainly connected with this group of guys. And his energy and their spirit and the sense of it's now very real to these guys, what's in front of them and what they can accomplish. So they're having a lot of fun, and, you know, we're having a lot of fun with them.
Absolutely. Ray, thank you so much. We'll be watching tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks. Always a pleasure, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.